Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm excited, man. Welcome into Training Camp Live. I'm Mark Rohde. I am live in Halas Hall right now, specifically in the NFL Network studios. Stacy Dales has a broadcast share with just about everybody out here, but it's my room right now. That's what it is. And the Bears have officially assembled for training camp today. Thanks so much for being with us here on Training Camp Live. We're going to be doing a bunch of these shows throughout the year. I'm going to be reporting all year on the Chicago Bears, and obviously Training Camp Live may not make it to the regular season. It's just another grody pop-up show. That's what it is. It has a very definitive ending, and that is when training camp ends in about 3 or 4 weeks here down the road. But the Bears have officially assembled, and while there was no official practice today, players were performing their fitness tests out here just a few hours ago. We know that interesting things have come from that in the past, like Darnell Wright last year. What did he do? The wide receiver workout, I think we were told. And some guys, sometimes you find out about guys that fail fitness tests or that accelerated or were excellent on those. So we'll see if we learn anything about those from Matt Eberflus tomorrow. We were also told today that they would hold a full team meeting today. And, you know, they're like similar to other professional teams. You don't do that a ton where there are official meetings. But, of course, what better time than the first day of assembling for training camp than to have the expectation full team meeting, what they should know and what they should do, what they should not do, and getting that all started in the right direction. And I imagine that, you know, Matt Eberflus was leading that and Ryan Poles was probably present as well. So that was a big deal thing for the Bears today. They will hold their first official practice tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning, out here at Halas Hall. We'll find out what fields they're going to be on. They'll be spread across a couple no matter what. It's just a matter of will they be on the fields closest to the building or the far Field, which is also near the Bears' indoor practice stadium, better known as the Walter Payton Center, just to give you a little visual on the layout out here at Hallis Hall and the things that we think about every day. But 9:30 will be the practice tomorrow. The first practice in full pads, we found out officially, it's kind of been out there a little bit, but Matt Eberflus kind of let the reporters know today after he got off mic that the first full practice in pads will be a week from tomorrow. So next Saturday is when they will be doing the hitting. Yeah, you know, it's always like the biggest letdown about training camp is always the padded practice part. Like, where I know how hungry you guys have been for like watching the Bears like do actual practices with all the veterans, all the rookies out here, and hitting and wearing the full uniforms, but it doesn't happen very much. So while we're all hungry for it, there's almost only so much real actual, especially offensive line, defensive line analysis and evaluation that can get done other than the things that they are asking these players to do when they are not in full pads. But yeah, the full pads won't happen again a week from tomorrow. News-wise, there's little things here and there, but I think the most the biggest thing that popped up to me today, and I don't know how big it is, but it was a little alarming to hear that the Bears did place tight end Gerald Everett on the NFI list, better known as the non-football injury list. And you know, he had been healthy throughout the offseason program. The tight end that they picked up, and he's certainly not going to be the featured guy. But I liked what I was seeing from Everett, quite frankly, in the offseason program. I like his build. You know, he's not one of these big husky tight ends. He's a slimmer fit, so he looks a little bit different out there. Looks more like a receiver, bigger than a receiver. But you know what I mean. Look, just has a little bit bigger of a body than a receiver, but not your typical, or sometimes typical tight end size. So hopefully we'll find out more about that from Matt Eberflus. Maybe it's nothing to worry about. I got a bunch of audio. I just was on Parkins and Spiegel, played a bunch of stuff. I have completely different sound this time around. Some of the same players and participants for sure, but all brand new stuff that I'm going to get to here as the hour goes on. And by the way, feel free to jump on with me if you would like, especially on the text line at 312-644-6767. If you're moved to call on a Friday, I'm cool with that as well. 312-644-6767. Alex Kuhn producing the show tonight in our downtown Chicago studios. Well, I, Mark Grody, am out at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest on the first day of Bears training camp. I had a great conversation last night with Chris Ranji, and I feel like we were just starting to get cooking on it. It was the abbreviated version of it. But one of the things that we were talking about, and as it pertains to the Bears, is does it look right? Does it look right? And I don't mean tomorrow and the next day and these practices and a training camp. Some of it, yes. But once you guys get to see it and the games are actually being played this year, I know how hungry and ambitious we're all being about the Bears this year, and I've done it too. I think the Bears should win double digits this year and maybe even be in the playoffs this year. I don't know how much damage they would do in the postseason, but there is a heavy-duty expectation. But what we all need to focus on is, again, does it look right? Does the footwork look smooth with Caleb Williams? Is his timing on with Caleb Williams? Are his offensive line adjustments good? Does it look right? Does it look smooth? Is the ball coming out right? Is it a good spiral? Is he quarterback friendly? All of those things are things that we will get to report to you now. And then once the preseason games start and the real season starts, you will get to see that too. And it's just so important because, yeah, we want the playoffs. We want the extra wins, and your ambition is justifiable. But really, secretly, the most important part of the Bears is it on the right trajectory? Does it look right? Are they heading in a direction where you're like, yeah, that's a team that can win playoff games? Never mind just getting to the playoffs. That's nice. But winning playoff games. The Bears have won 6 playoff games since 1985. So this franchise needs to be about winning playoff games down the road. But in the meantime, does it look right? Is it all coming together? We saw so much look right on the defensive side of the ball after about six or seven games in. It started to look right on defense when it didn't look so good early on in the season. But by the end, good defense, top 10 defense. I don't think it's a top 5 defense, but guess what? It looks right. You know, the defense is a great analogy to what I'd like to see from the offense. Does it begin to look right? And I think this is another thing that I was talking about with Burnsy the other day when I was filling in for Lawrence Holmes. And that is, win now. Why not? Because this roster, offensively, it's not out of the realm of possibility that it could be as good as it's going to be on Caleb Williams' watch on the offensive side of the ball. Are you ever going to have? And it's not impossible, but it's conceivable that it won't. When you have guys as good as DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, and hopefully Roma Dunze joins that party as well, with this quarterback who we think is going to be really good, and DeAndre Swift and some members of the offensive line, is this as much talent as Caleb Williams will ever have around with him on the Bears? Maybe not, but hey, the name of the game is, if you do have one of those elite quarterbacks and that's what Caleb Williams becomes, or even very good, then the theory becomes you can make other wide receivers good. You could be Aaron Rodgers. You could be Tom Brady, because both of those guys, while at times in their career having super talented wide receivers on their team for sure, Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers and obviously you had some very talented receivers in New England as well. Randy Moss comes to mind as well. But for the most part, you start to look at the rank and file guys, and you know that could be the way down the road for Caleb Williams. But for now, here you go. Here we're just going to stack this thing with talent and hope you get some things done right now. So we all want development. Things need to ease in, but there's also some legitimate urgency with this team because they are good and they may not look as talented and as versatile offensively now or in the future as they are right now. And I'll tell you what, too, both, and we're going to hear from Cole Kmet here in just a second, but Cole Kmet and DJ Moore, who were up there together at the podium today taking questions from the media. And these guys are so ripe for winning right now. Cole Kmet has put up with he's heading into his fifth year, Cole Kmet. He has put up with big-time losing in his time here. He's at a prime age now. He is hungry. He has been paid. So there's a different hunger with Cole Kmet. And guess what? With DJ Moore as well. Same thing from him. I mean, these are those similar guys. You know, DJ Moore is going to probably get another payday too. So he's certainly not done getting paid. But DJ Moore has lost a lot in his career. He's been the great player on the bad team too many times. So those guys were pretty outspoken about that today. Let's hear from Cole Kmet, though, on what are expectations and how they've been gauged since he's been here.
When you look at the expectations on this team compared to the other teams you've been on,
yeah,
are you sitting there thinking, and you know, the playoffs are, you know, a possibility, if not likely, or are you sitting there going...
Yeah, I see. I have a tough time with that, because that's... I mean, I don't blame anybody for this, but that's the expectation set on the outside. My expectation every year I've been here is to go to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. That has not changed. And you might think, oh, well, you're crazy to think that. You haven't been on talented teams this year or that year. But that's just the mindset I've had every year coming in. So those are the expectations that maybe you guys have. And you're finally at the right expectation level, in my opinion. I've always been at that expectation level. That's why there was times in years past when you guys would, I mean, questions were optimistic after a loss, and I never really maybe understood that. You know, this thing's about winning, and you got to go win playoff games and go win the Super Bowl. That's what this is all about. There's only 32 teams in the league here. This isn't college football where, you know, there's really only four teams competing every year. All 32 teams here are trying to win the Super Bowl, and that's part of the deal. So, yeah, I mean, the expectations are definitely there now on the outside, and we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the guys in the locker room to kind of stay the course there.
I don't think we've ever been called too optimistic.
I know, yeah. Maybe I just felt that a little bit. I've seen the full spectrum with you guys, so.
yeah, he has. Cole Kmet has. So that's Kmet, and I love the way he said that we are, the media, finally at the right expectation level, and that, yeah, as Pat Finley followed up there right at the end, okay, hey, I think that's a win for the negative media, right?
Yeah, Groh, right? You're too optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely enjoyed hearing that from Cole Kmet, Alex. I mean, we are an optimistic bunch out here. You feel that, right, man? When you hear our questions and everything that goes on with the Bears, yeah.
And whenever somebody accuses you of like trying to cause drama or anything, just play that clip from Cole Kmet. You guys are too optimistic. You're not negative. Come on, Cole Kmet said so.
Exactly. Yes. Save that cut, because we don't. You know who sticks up for the media the most? I'll tell you what. I mean, that was pretty good right there with Cole Kmet. And I know his intention wasn't to stick up for the media, but you know, he's good to us. Who was the other? Oh, Richard Hightower, the Bears special teams coach, always thanking us for what we do. Understands the rigors. Oh, what we go through as members of the full-time Bears beat out here. So I did appreciate that from Cole Kmet. But back to what I was saying, in the theme of it, at least from veterans like that and guys that are like, they're Bears, man. You know, DJ Moore, Cole, they're here, and they're here for the long run. They're like, yo, let's win. And I remember talking to DJ Moore at, what was it, maybe it was the last open locker room of the season after everything was said and done, and finally felt a little bit more comfort, I suppose, in taking our questions about the future and about Caleb Williams and things like that. And I just remember talking to him about that one time and him saying, look, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he could have all the talent in the world and, you know, everything. He seems like a great player, seems like a great guy and all that, but he'll still be a rookie, which means it's not for DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, but it's ground level zero for Caleb Williams, that he's got to learn all this stuff. And guys like DJ Moore and Cole Kmet and Keenan Allen, they kind of have to wait for him to catch up. Now, the reviews have been pretty raving from most, including from these guys, from Cole Kmet, obviously. And he seems like he's getting some pretty genuine complimentary stuff from DJ Moore, too, who talked about just some of the stuff that he was able to do with his eyes and how good he has been. But that's the truth, though. It's that Caleb Williams is going to have to catch up with those guys. And it's just so much of this totally and completely depends on how fast he picks it up. While we're on expectations, we've got a nice little motif going here right now. Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, who looks like he is down to his fighting weight, man. Ryan Poles has lost a good amount of weight, the former offensive lineman, showing up to camp in shape. He today was defining expectations for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it's really just to maximize his ability. I think I want to see, and we've talked about this, just leaning on the talent around him as well. I think it's got to be comforting to know, like, you don't have to do everything on your own, which makes it a pretty good situation for a young quarterback. And really just, there's going to be adversity. And I just want to see him lean on all of us to get through those moments. And then when it's, you know, you're clicking and in the zone, that those high moments are high, and we just continue to learn and continue to get better every single week and every day.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that has been difficult, I feel like, to come out of the mouth of Caleb Williams so far has been admitting that that's going to be tough, that there's going to be growing pains, that he's going to throw interceptions, that the defense is going to kick their butts someday. But I do think he's starting to understand some of that. I think he's at peace with it. And I think that the Bears probably needed to, especially when Caleb Williams first got here, and some of this is just understood, but they probably had to really take it down a few levels for Caleb and say, hey, we know what you were in college. We know what you did in college. We know the autonomy you had in college. We know about the improv skills that you had in college. And hopefully we'll see all of that. But there probably had to be some, hey, this is a lot different from what you were facing at the college level. And we're going to put you on a plan, a program, where we're going to throw a little bit at you one day. We may not throw the whole thing on, you know, at you in the first week. And this is going to be, cover your ears, this is going to be a process for Caleb Williams and the Bears. And I think that once you, like, understand that from Caleb Williams' perspective, and not only understand that, but, like, genuinely believe that. Like, you really have to believe that, or else you're going to want to paint outside of the lines quickly. And I want him, like, down the road, I do want to see Caleb Williams doing all the things we saw him do at USC. Quite frankly, I want to see it tomorrow. I want to see it tomorrow, and I want to see it in the first preseason game and the first regular season game. And we might see that, but everybody's got to pull back just a little bit at first, and it doesn't matter what you or I think. It starts with Caleb Williams, and it, like I said, it feels like that is in the way he is talking and the process he's going through and the body language and everything that we get to see out here as reporters. It seems like that's something that Williams is into the program. He is okay with one day at a time. And when we return on Training Camp Live from Halas Hall, why don't we hear from Caleb Williams on growing pains and things like that? You will hear from the Bears quarterback one coming up next. Also, we're going to hear from Roma Dunze. And how about some defensive guys? We haven't heard from any of the Bears defenders. We'll hear from a couple linebackers later on. I see some of your texts coming in right now, 312-644-6767. If you have a Bears question for me or comment, again, text it in, 312-644-6767. I will certainly get to it. And, hey, we'll let a call go through. I mean, I'm only here until 7 o'clock tonight, but we'll let calls go through on Training Camp Live, and I do get to be here with you until 7 o'clock. Alex Kuhn is our producer. I'm Mark.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brody on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
I think he's a really bright kid. I think he has the ability when you see him interact with his teammates to interact and have relationships with everybody. Very mature in the way he approaches things. I would say the thing that stands out the most that gets everyone excited is we're actually two things. His passion for the game and his work ethic is outstanding. The kid's a grinder and wants to be great, but it's always nice to see the work ethic match the desire to be great.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's funny, all that stuff that Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, just said about Caleb Williams is fantastic, smart, character guy, works his butt off, first guy here, last guy out. It's great, and it's maybe even essential to be a great quarterback in this league, but I don't know. I guess I'm a little desensitized to that kind of talk because we heard the same things about Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. Just be good. Just be really good. And I don't want to downplay all that stuff, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Let's put it together now on the field. And he has been a joy so far, Caleb Williams, in terms of talking to him and getting to know him and all saying all the right things and all that. But I understand the bottom line, and that is to win for the Chicago Bears. And this is Mark Grody taking you through the first day of Bears training camp right here on our opening edition for 2024 of Bears Training Camp Live. It is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We're going to hear from Caleb Williams in just a moment, but some people asking about Hard Knocks and any kind of presence so far from them. There's a little bit today. There was a couple of NFL films guys that were in there. It's not going to really be much in terms of an interruption, especially on our end. There's going to be extra cameras, but not that many. It's not going to be this whole massive team of people swarming about. It's a decent-sized production and obviously very professionally run, but certainly not getting in the way. I will tell you this, that, and this was a good thought, too, that who was it? I think it was T.J. Edwards, Bears linebacker. I had to ask him. Somebody asked him who he thinks is going to become a star on Hard Knocks on the defensive side of the ball. And the answer was DeMarcus Walker, which could make sense. Like, I know you guys don't know DeMarcus Walker that well yet, and you're probably just like, get more than three sacks this year. But he is loud on the field, and he is amusing, and I think that they probably will be drawn to that, and they probably should. Pretty big reporter attendance in general out here. That's another thing too. Just wondering if it will overflow once we start to get into the regular season and into the weekday portion of the training camp practices. Weird day to start. It's a Friday. First day of practice is actually tomorrow. Before we hear from Caleb Williams, one thing that you should note as well. I used to be on Twitter. On at Mark Grody Sports, it is, I guess it's being maintenanced or something. It's being fixed, right? It's down. It's not working. It doesn't start right now. At Mark Grody Sports, it's there, but it's not starting. So in the meantime, in between time, you could, if you'd like, follow me on @GrodySports. @GrodySports is the place to do it. So I think that's important for you to know, because that is where I will be tweeting from until further notice. But I just wanted to let you know that if you're interested in hearing the very latest on the Chicago Bears, and I know that you are. The first part of the show, we've been talking a lot about expectations, or hearing it from the coaches and players' sides, because we've been talking about expectations basically since the last day of the season and what this season would mean. And obviously the win total has gone up the more successful the Bears have been throughout this offseason. But let's hear from the man himself with so much riding on Caleb Williams this year. Let's hear from number 18 on Growing Pains.
I mean, I've had rough days. I expect myself to go out there. I think I'm the toughest on myself. I go out there and I'll mess up a play. I've thrown a pick in mini camp and things like that. Being tough on myself, but also having an understanding of where we are and where I am, and you know, the progression, like I said before, is key. And those bad times, it's not a time to have self doubt. That's just a waste of time. It's a time to keep growing, keep progressing, and keep believing in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said before at the beginning of the show, I think he's starting to legitimately understand. I know he said he did, and he has been nothing but good in terms of following what this team wants out of him. But there's got to be a part, a human part of this quarterback who has been hyper-successful in his life, that he's got to be thinking in his brain, let's go. Let's just go. Let's just do this. But it is a whole new ball game at the NFL level. So it feels like he's taking the right attitude when it comes to all this. And that's all so important. But a 630 texter says, your old Twitter is on the pup list. Yeah, or something. It's one of the great mysteries. And I feel bad for everybody that's, my 40,000 plus followers over there. What becomes of them? I think some are already falling off the ship. I don't know what's happening over there. It's just so unfortunate. But at least I found at Grody Sports. And if you're like listening to the score for the first time, we spell that G-R-O-T-E. From the 309, Grody, just curious, does Caleb have a shoe deal or any kind of large merchandising deal? Not that I know of. Good question. I don't think so. But I'll have to look. I'll have to check. 815, I don't know, Groats. I think this time actually feels different. It does. It does feel different this time. And I think that there's some actual reasons why. And that is the talent that they have assembled on both sides of the ball. So it does feel different. But as I was saying at the beginning of the show, does it look different? Does it look right? And that's what we need more than anything, for this stuff to look right. You want to win too, but this thing has got to look right. 630 Grody, always great to hear you on the radio. Your Bears coverage is second to none. 630, I could not have written it any better than that. Let's stay on another thing here with Caleb Williams. Caleb also today, I actually asked him about his contract and the fact that Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com had the story about some of the interesting things that Caleb Williams' lawyers were asking for in his contract, things like an LLC, so he can, a way to lower taxes, circumvent them, the loan idea as well, the idea that he wanted to not have to deal with a franchise tag. I had a source who was telling me too that some of it was the wanting to do away with the fifth year option. And Caleb, while he was down with the question, understanding the question being asked, he didn't want to get into any of the details. He said that it was quite a process, though, work until midnight a lot of times, and he's learned a lot from it. So, it sounded like he was a bit exasperated talking about it. But then we asked Ryan Poles about it today, and what what was going through his mind when negotiating this contract and what's real and what's not.
Yes, the Bears, not to use the franchise tag, he explored creative tax strategies like getting paid as an LLC and getting forgivable loans. Is that correct? And what were the conversations like specifically with the franchise tag asked?
Yeah, so I'm not going to get into the negotiation and what's asked, what's not asked. Just for general knowledge, it's very common for different things to be asked for in the very beginnings of negotiations. So it wasn't anything shocking in terms of what was being asked for or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I'm glad it worked out and pretty kind of standard.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I don't know specifically what he's calling standard and very common, but I'll admit I've never heard some of those ideas thrown out for a contract, forming an LLC, the forgivable loan. Maybe that is commonplace, assuming that's what Poles was directly referencing, but I'd never heard of that. I think my bottom line on all of this stuff with Caleb Williams, of course, like this is, he is signed. He is here. He is going to be a Bear for at least the next 4 years, I would assume. So it is at the end of the day, that's all you want to hear. But this has been, you know, there's been more to this than I think that I knew, and it wasn't nothing. I think that's the best way to put it, that most people, including myself, when asked about this or talking about this or hearing from people that I do talk to and trust, it felt like a nothing. It felt like, oh, it'll get done. There's the slotting, all of that kind of stuff. But that wasn't what was being talked about. This was not about how much money is in the contract. This was about, I guess, perks, you could say, or a different way of doing things. And it just makes me wonder, because this is your player. I think the Bears and the NFL probably both did a good job in not letting some of those things happen. But that doesn't mean that Caleb Williams's labor lawyers are going to stop asking for it or stop exploring things. And you know, Caleb will probably have influence on others. And it just makes me already start to think about what is next for Caleb Williams in terms of that. And a long way to go, a lot to prove on the field, but it just, it's some of the things that we heard and know about Caleb Williams and his camp, that they are trying to be very creative and looking to push things. And most of this too is stuff that the reason it's not working out is that it's just not agreed upon in their own union contract, in their own CBA. So that's when things can change for the players, and they can try to see what's legal and what's not to change things that they don't like. And there was just a little bit of that. You know what I mean? There was just a nice little volley going on between the Bears and Caleb Williams for a while. So it turned out, while this was nothing catastrophic and not a massive deal, but it was something. It was something for sure. So, you know, we could kind of put that away for now and just focus on Caleb Williams and Roman Dunze, who signed his contract earlier this week as well. Just put the total focus on that. But at least we can do that. I want to play one more cut for you before we take our second and final break of the program. And we're going to get into some defensive talk and players a little bit later on. But you remember during the OTAs and the mini camps and stuff like that. Look, one of the themes was that the defense is ahead of the offense and they're loud and all that. And we circle back with DJ Moore about that and catching up with the defense. And here's Moore's response this time about that.
DJ, in recent training camps, the defense has had the edge on the offense here, especially in the trash talking department.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Caleb, do you think that will, and just in general with the fortification of the offense, do you think that will even up a little bit this year? Do you think that'll be a little more competitive on both just the competitive part and the kind of trash talking part?
If we're talking about trash talking, they can have the trash talk. We just going to go out there and make the most plays that we can each day and get better, because we got to get on track faster than they do, because they've been the top five defense for, 3 years now, and we got a whole new offense that we got to install with a bunch of playmakers that go out there and got to connect.
Yeah, man, DJ Moore, like as I've talked about him earlier, he realizes the value of the work they need to get done starting tomorrow. And that was omnipresent with DJ Moore today, with a lot of the comments that he was making and about needing to come together now, just because of where he is in his career and understanding the talent that also exists on this team. And I love, like, DJ Moore's, that's his attitude, like watching him play in games. Yeah, he'll talk a little bit, but it seems like he gets trash talked to more than he actually dishes it back. He doesn't vibe on that particular frequency. And he's like you said, they can have the trash talking. These guys are just, they know they're a little behind. That's one of the things I cannot wait to see. And we'll see some of it in the next couple of days. How much progress has the offense made over, you know, the last month or two? Like, how will it look when they reassemble? Could a light have gone on relative to what we saw in the OTAs? When we return for our final segment of Training Camp Live, we're going to hear from the other rookie, or one of the other rookies, top rookies, Rome Odunze, and check his temperature on this season. And then two of the most important players on defense will have their say, Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards as well. I am Mark Grody. This is Training Camp Live, live from Halas Hall. We'll have more coming up on The Score.
Who on this team is most likely to be the star of Hard Knocks?
Get out into my guy. Yeah. I'm going to let him answer that question. Right. No, yeah, appreciate that. No, I got no idea. I think, D-Walk is always a high contender for that. I don't know. We got some characters on this team, so it'll be fun, you know, for people to see their, you know, their true personalities. And I think, us just going out there through the grind of camp and seeing the guys who, you know, still keep that energy. It's gonna be a lot of fun for sure.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's Bears linebacker TJ Edwards talking about D-Walk, as he said. That'd be DeMarcus Walker. Yeah, that's a good candidate for sure. He is loud out there and full of personality, and he's like, he's got his own food truck. I mean, those are all cool stories right there. I just want him to get back to getting to the quarterback like he did the year before he was with the Bears in Tennessee, when he was starting on I think he had 8 sacks as a career high. And he did not start the season on the right foot last year, missed a lot of training camp, was injured, took him a while to get back into shape and feel good about himself out there. And so much of what the Bears are doing this season, or what they might be lacking, can be fixed by that guy, by DeMarcus Walker. If he can be the complement to Montez Sweat, then that would come in really handy. You know, you're not going to depend on, you know, a rookie defensive end at this point. I mean, I don't know what, in terms of guys getting to the quarterback, you know, Dominic Robinson, is there a last stand left in him? Austin Booker, I think I talked about the fifth-round rookie. I think he's going to be a project early on. So DeMarcus Walker could really solve some issues. And then, obviously, the other thing that they are depending on more on the defense this year is going to be Jervon Dexter getting to the quarterback, and guys from maybe Andrew Billings gets to the quarterback. Maybe my guy Zach Pickens comes up with a couple of sacks this season. That's going to be really important stuff. But why don't we stay on the defense right now, and specifically Jervon Dexter, because nobody has guaranteed Jervon Dexter the 3-technique job, but it sounded to me like, from what Tremaine Edmonds was saying today, this sounded to me like an endorsement. Here's Edmonds on Dexter.
Yeah, well, I think for one, you know, I said it in a laughing way, but just seeing the work that he's put in, like just his physical stature and just, you know, his built, speaks measures just as far as like the work that he's put in. I saw it even last year when he first came in as a rookie. I mean, he works extremely hard. You know what I mean? Obviously, he got drafted high. But at the same time, you can tell, like, it's a chip on his shoulder. And just seeing him take that next step, being dominant like we know he could be. You know, obviously, he was dominant last year. Let's just call it what it is. But even taking that step, you know, for this year, guys like him, even Zach, like you said, you know, we have a great group, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know all those guys feed off one another, you know what I mean? The way that they practice, like Dex, to be so big, he's always one of the first ones to the ball running out of the stack. And that doesn't go unnoticed. Like, everybody in the meeting room sees it. And, like I said, his work speaks for itself, and it's going to translate over to the field.
Yeah, and, yeah, he's right. It feels like the physical tools are all there for Jervon Dexter this year. And I don't know yet if the coaches are not or at least during the offseason stuff, every coach I asked, there was no, including Matt Eberflus, and Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator, Travis Smith, the defensive line coach, all answered the question similarly. They like Jervon Dexter, but, you know, we got to see him go to another level. Nobody has said he is definitely the three technique. He is certainly in the mix. And I don't know, again, they're doubtful of him or they're just challenging him. And we're going to find out, again, some of these answers may start to appear before us when the Bears do have their first practice tomorrow. And then in general about the defense, 'tis Tremaine Edmonds' fellow linebacker and the Bears' most successful linebacker last year, TJ Edwards. I love what he said about the defense, and you're about to hear it, on what has to change on the defense this year.
I mean, I think, you know, Maine and I, we talk a lot, but I think even just last year, I think for us, we want to just start, you know, start hot. I felt like, you know, we both agree that we kind of got off to a slower start and we just want to hit the ground running. You know, football is such a humbling game, right? Because every play you need to be on your P's and Q's. And, but I think with us, we see the game the same way. You know, we see how it's supposed to look. We know when it's not. There's plenty of times that, you know, at practice and things like that, when Maine's looking at me, like, it's time to go, you know, and I'm looking at him the same way. And, but I think for us, we want to continue to obviously just be in the center of the defense. You know, the communication is key at our position, but, you know, takeaways change games for sure. So being around the ball as much as we can and starting to do that early on for sure.
Grody, I got to say, you're confusing me, man. Grody, I'm jumping on. I'm sorry. You're confusing me, man.
Yeah.
It's Gabe.
I was just thinking about you, man.
I know. You're always thinking about me, but you got me. you said Gervon and then Jervon, and I'm trying to listen to you to figure out the proper way to say it when I'm talking to my boys, and you just said both ways, and now I'm even more confused.
Are you serious?
Before. Yeah.
I said Gervon.
That was the first time.
If I said Gervon, are you sure, like, about that? I'd like to hear the audio. It's Jervon. If I said Gervon, then I apologize.
Okay. I don't know which one it is. So it is Gervon.
No, it is Jervon Dexter. Okay. Not Gervon Dexter.
Like a gerbil.
Yeah. And Yes, like a gerbil. And I will ask the man, just to confirm, I will directly ask the man when I get a chance, but I am 99.99% that it's Gervon. And I think you're making stuff up. I don't think I said Gervon.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Alex Kuhn can pull the tape, you know?
Well, good thing Alex is going to have that on the podcast later, and it most certainly will be up, and you'll be able to hear it back on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download it.
I'm going to go check it out myself, actually. Now I'm wondering, because I'm annoyed when I hear.
Ask him for some training camp tickets, too, because I need to put in the request again.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Didn't your dad have an accident there last year or something?
My father-in-law ended up in the injury tent.
That's right. He ended up in the
injury tent. He pulled a hammy while he was running the 40.
I hook you up. I vouch for myself. And then they got to drag your dad into the injury tent. I'm like, what's going on out here, man?
And he wants to go back. All right, I'm going to let you finish the show. I just wanted to get clarification there. Thanks for that. I appreciate you.
All right, dude. That is Gabe Ramirez. He will be on from 7 until 9 tonight. Thanks to everybody for listening to Training Camp Live. Like I said, we're going to do as many of these as we possibly can throughout training camp. Day one of practice is tomorrow. I'll be reporting with Steve Rosenblum, I think, around noon tomorrow. So maybe actually during the practice or right towards the tail end of it. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to Alex Kuhn for producing the show in our downtown Chicago studios. Gabe Ramirez is indeed coming up next. I am Mark Grody from Halas Hall. I will talk to you soon on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Palace Hall. We'll have more coming up on The Score.
Who on this team is most likely to be the star of Hard Knocks?
Get out into my guy. Yeah. I'm gonna let him answer that question.
Right. Appreciate that. Nah, I got no idea. I think D-Walk is always a high contender for that. I don't know. We got some characters on this team, so it'll be fun, for people to see their true personalities. And I think us just going out there through the grind of camp and seeing the guys who still keep that energy. It's gonna be a lot of fun for sure.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's Bears linebacker T.J. Edwards talking about D-Walk, as he said. That'd be DeMarcus Walker. Yeah, that's a good candidate for sure. He is loud out there and full of personality. He's got his own food truck. I mean, those are all cool stories right there. I just want him to get back to getting to the quarterback like he did the year before. He was with the Bears in Tennessee when he was starting on I think he had 8 sacks as a career high. And he did not start the season on the right foot last year. Missed a lot of training camp, was injured. I think he even admitted, it took him a while to get back into shape and feel good about himself out there. And so much of what the Bears are doing this season, or what they might be lacking, can be fixed by that guy, by DeMarcus Walker. If he can be the complement to Montez Sweat, then that would come in really handy. You're not going to depend on a rookie defensive end at this point. I mean, I don't know what, in terms of guys getting to the quarterback, Dominic Robinson, is there a last stand left in him? Austin Booker, I think I talked about the fifth-round rookie. I think he's going to be a project early on. So DeMarcus Walker could really solve some issues. And then obviously the other thing that they are depending on more on the defense this year is going to be Jervon Dexter getting to the quarterback, and guys from maybe Andrew Billings gets to the quarterback. Maybe my guy Zach Pickens comes up with a couple of sacks this season. That's going to be really important stuff. But why don't we stay on the defense right now, and specifically Jervon Dexter, because nobody has guaranteed Jervon Dexter the three technique job, but it sounded to me like, from what Tremaine Edmonds was saying today, this sounded to me like an endorsement. Here's Edmonds on Dexter.
Yeah, well, I think for one, you know, I said in a laughing way, but just seeing the work that he's put in, like just his physical stature and just, you know, his built, you know, speaks measures just as far as like the work that he's put in. You know, I saw it even last year when he first came in as a rookie. I mean, he works extremely hard. You know what I mean? Obviously, he got drafted at, he got drafted high, but at the same time, you can tell like it's a chip on his shoulder. And just seeing him take that next step, being dominant like we know he could be. You know, obviously he was dominant last year. Let's just call it what it is. But even taking that step, you know, for this year, you know, guys like him, even Zach, like you said, you know, we have a great group. You know what I mean? And you know, I know all those guys feed off one another. You know what I mean? The way that they practice, like Dex, to be so big, he's always one of the first ones to the ball running out of the stack. And that doesn't go unnoticed. Like, everybody in the meeting room sees it. And like I said, his work speaks for itself, and it's going to translate over to the field.
Yeah, and yeah, he's right. It feels like the physical tools are all there for Jervon Dexter this year. And I don't know yet if the coaches are not, or at least during the offseason stuff, every coach I asked, there was no, including Matt Eberflus, and Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator, Travis Smith, the defensive line coach, all answered the question similarly. They like Jervon Dexter, but, you know, we got to see him go to another level. Nobody has said he is definitely the three technique. He is certainly in the mix. And I don't know, again, they're doubtful of him or they're just challenging him. And we're going to find out, again, some of these answers may start to appear before us when the Bears do have their first practice tomorrow. And then in general about the defense, 'tis Tremaine Edmonds' fellow linebacker and the Bears' most successful linebacker last year, TJ Edwards. I love what he said about the defense, and you're about to hear it, on what has to change on the defense this year.
I mean, I think, you know, Maine and I, we talk a lot, but I think even just last year, I think for us, we want to just start, you know, start hot. I felt like, you know, we both agree that we kind of got off to a slower start and we just want to hit the ground running. You know, football is such a humbling game, right? Because every play you need to be on your P's and Q's. And but I think with us, we see the game the same way. You know, we see how it's supposed to look. We know when it's not. There's plenty of times that, you know, at practice and things like that, when Maine's looking at me like it's time to go, you know, and I'm looking at him the same way. And but I think for us, we want to continue to obviously just be in the center of the defense. You know, the communication is key at our position, but, you know, takeaways change games for sure. So being around the ball as much as we can and starting to do that early on for sure.
Grody, I got to say, you're confusing me, man. Grody, I'm jumping on. I'm sorry. You're confusing me, man.
Yeah.
It's Gabe.
I was just thinking about you, man.
I know. You're always thinking about me, but you got me. you said Gervon and then Jervon, and I'm trying to listen to you to figure out the proper way to say it when I'm talking to my boys, and you just said both ways, and now I'm even more confused.
Are you serious?
Before. Yeah.
I said Gervon.
That was the first time.
If I said Gervon, are you sure about that? I'd like to hear the audio. It's Jervon. If I said Gervon, then I apologize.
Okay. I don't know which one it is. So it is Gervon.
No, it is Jervon Dexter. Okay. Not Gervon Dexter.
Like a gerbil.
Yeah. And Yes, like a gerbil. And I will ask the man, just to confirm, I will directly ask the man when I get a chance, but I am 99.99% that it's Jervon. And I think you're making stuff up. I don't think I said Gervon.
No.
But I don't know. Maybe Alex Kuhn can pull the tape, you know?
Well, good thing Alex is going to have that on the podcast later, and it most certainly will be up, and you'll be able to hear it back on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download it.
I'm going to go check it out myself, actually. Now I'm wondering, because I'm annoyed what I hear.
Ask him for some training camp tickets, too, because I need to put in the request again.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Didn't your dad have an accident there last year or something?
My father-in-law ended up in the injury tent.
That's right. He ended up in the injury tent.
He pulled a hammy when he was running the 40.
I hook you up. I vouch for. I saw he's like, and then they got to drag your dad into the injury tent. I'm like, what's going on out here, man?
And he wants to go back. All right, I'm gonna let you finish the show. I just wanted to get clarification there. Thanks for that. I appreciate you.
All right, dude. That is Gabe Ramirez. He will be on from 7 until 9 tonight. Thanks to everybody for listening to Training Camp Live. Like I said, we're gonna do as many of these as we possibly can throughout training camp. Day one of practice is tomorrow. I'll be reporting with Steve Rosenblum, I think around noon tomorrow, so maybe actually during the practice or right towards the tail end of it. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to Alex Kuhn for producing the show in our downtown Chicago studios. Gabe Ramirez is indeed coming up next. I am Mark Grody from Halas Hall. I will talk to you soon on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.